Well, listening to that is Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
What do you make of the increase? Fair or unreasonable?
We think that the increases are unfair, and basically it comes down to however you measure inflation. If you look at the sort of real world, out in the shops, real world inflation is zero, roughly. It's been roughly zero for about a year, hovering around about zero. So it would seem reasonable, wouldn't it, that rail fares should go up by roughly zero. But the government uses a measure of inflation called RPI when it comes to putting rail fares up.
Now, that's
RPI
the retail,
is largely
isn't it?
Discredited. Mm. It's obsolete. It's unfair. It's inaccurate. But RPI is always or almost always higher than CPI. So that's why we have these rail fare increases,
yeah.
which are, you know, in real terms, greater than inflation. So the cost of the share of people's income that is going on rail fares is going up and up and up all the time, and we think that's not fair.
Yeah, because one looks at the retail index, one looks at the consumer, isn't it? You're saying they are using the wrong index.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, and we have to compare it as well to what the Chancellor. Basically, you know, it's important to say that this all comes down to the government. It's the government who are setting the rail fare increases. The train operating companies really have very little room for manoeuvre.
Although, to be fair, Bruce, 97p from every pound, they say, is going on better platforms, on better trains, more carriages.
Yeah, it's true that in some cases, there are improvements happening. I don't know. A lot of rail passengers aren't seeing any improvement. Here's an interesting fact. You know, that over the last 20 years or so, we've seen a doubling of the number of people who are using the trains. I bet we haven't seen anywhere near a doubling of the number of seats available to passengers. So overcrowding becomes an ever greater and greater problem.
Although I must admit, in Coventry Railway Station, I'm loving the fact there's a new coffee place there. It makes it a lot more easier to sit down and have a coffee before the train. They've cleaned up the outside of the ladies' toilets. You know, am I being too frivolous?
No, these things matter, you know. and rail investment is always very welcome. And there are numerous other examples as well. But it seems we're always playing catch-up. And I'd like to make the comparison with how the government treats motorists. For the last 4 years, rail fuel duty fuel duty for motorists has been zero. It's been frozen by the Chancellor, and the cost of oil is actually coming down. So why is the Chancellor not treating rail passengers the same as motorists? Why do rail passengers have increasing pain every year, but drivers don't? That's just not fair.
OK, Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future, thank you very much. If you're about to head out and catch the train...